our sermon slot today to reflect on the coming of Jesus, Derek and I will deliver a dialogue entitled The Coming. Please be seated.
A very long time ago, somewhere in Israel, for all these centuries we've been waiting.
Waiting for what?
Waiting for the one who is coming.
Why have you been waiting for all this time?
Because when he comes, he will set us free, as God promised.
Free from what?
Oppression, enemies, cruel dictators, despair, meaninglessness, hopelessness, everything and everyone that keeps us down and traps us.
How will you know when he's come?
It will be obvious. With righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the lion, the calf, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
Sounds like a perfect world. Will it come soon?
Who knows? All we know is that this is what God promised, and that one day he will come.
And in the meantime?
We wait.
That's all?
Yes, but with patience and endurance, always acting justly.
That's easy for you to say. You're not poor and oppressed like I am.
No, it isn't, because can be destroyed by suffering and paralyzed by despair. You just have to wait with the rest of us for as long as it takes. A few centuries later, did you hear what John the Baptist said?
No, I didn't. But I'm not sure I care all that much. I don't think you can trust offbeat radicals like him. Camel hair and locusts don't appeal to me, even if they are environmentally friendly.
Many people did take him very seriously. I took him seriously enough to become a follower. A voice crying out in the wilderness, they called him, calling on us to prepare the way of the Lord.
Not again. Haven't we been here before?
No, not in this way, we haven't. Did you hear about Jesus?
Vaguely, but I didn't take much notice.
That could have been a mistake. John sent us to investigate what he was doing.
And?
To be honest, I'm not sure. He didn't tell us whether he was the one we'd been waiting for or not.
So that wasn't very helpful then, was it?
In one sense it wasn't, and yet, look around you, he told us. Look what's been happening. The blind can see again, the lame can walk, the lepers are healed, the deaf can hear, the dead have come to life, and even the poor have, for once, received some good news. Go and tell John that.
And what did John say?
Well, he wasn't sure. Warned us about the wrath to come, about the axe lying at the root of the trees, about being thrown into fire, about winnowing forks and burning in unquenchable flames. This Jesus seems rather different.
That sounds encouraging. I don't think I fancy committing myself to someone who predicts unquenchable fire.
I'm beginning to think that too. The kingdom of God bubbling up around us, transforming and renewing hearts and minds and spirits with joy and love, giving the poor of the earth some hope for a better tomorrow, not just in some future heaven, but on this fragile and threatened earth. That sounds promising.
And do you believe it?
Look around, he said. What do you see?
And did you? What did you see? What do you think?
I have to admit, it looks to me as if it could be possible. perhaps we should go for it.
Perhaps.
Later. It's taking a long time, isn't it?
What is?
The coming.
But hasn't there already been a coming? Didn't you say that Jesus was the one who was to come? He's already come.
Yes, but he said, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also.
And did you believe him?
Yes, I did. I did believe that there was to be another coming, when God's purposes for us, for humanity, for the universe, would be fulfilled, and all would be new. Yes, I did believe that, and that he would come again.
But he hasn't come again. Not yet, anyway. So what now?
We wait, with patience.
Here we go again.
No, it's different this time. Jesus' birth, his life and ministry, his love and compassion and forgiveness, his radical challenges to social norms, his bringing the marginalised into the centre of things, all that gives us a programme for transformation to get on with now. And his death and coming alive again, and his promise of the Spirit to be among us and alongside us and ahead of us, all that makes it different. Things will never be the same again. It's a world to which he came, and he will come again. We have to wait with patience, with strong hearts and determined wills. Like farmers waiting for the crops, knowing that growth and fruitfulness and harvests only come when the rains have been. We just have to wait.
Are you sure that's all there is to it? Perhaps God's expecting more of you. Perhaps he will be a long time coming. Perhaps the job of transforming the world is too enormous and difficult and challenging to be rushed.
Do you think so?
Who knows?
Today, 2,000 years and we're still waiting.
Waiting for what?
The coming.
Surely by now there's nothing to wait for. There's been one coming. There won't be another.
Why not? It was Jesus' promise. It still is.
Even after 2,000 years?
Especially after 2,000 years. Because over the years, human beings like you and me have made the transformation of this earth and its people so difficult, so impossible. The kingdom doesn't come by magic. It comes only when we are in tune with God's vision and purpose and energy, as we've seen in the coming of Jesus.
Are you saying that we're not in tune?
Yes, I am. Look around you.
I've heard that before.
Yes, you have. But look, what do you really see now?
Well, I suppose I see people blinded by selfish ambition and celebrity and greed. People broken by cruelty and torture and injustice. Refugees and asylum seekers, alienated and isolated. People who are dead to hope and meaning and a future. The tragedy of broken relationships between people of faith. The poor who hear nothing but bad news about the rich and powerful shaping the economic future.
Exactly. These aren't exactly the signs of the coming, are they? So get going. Grasp the possibilities and powers of the kingdom that God has put within your reach. Get renewing and transforming. Let the kingdom flourish and flower through you.
Then there will be a coming?
Yes, then there will be a coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.